Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Norton Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at nortonhyundai.com. Okay, we're going to get to more phone calls in a second. I want to get connected with you, our fans, and you can do that by tweeting me as well, which is at Sal Sports. I'm going to read you this tweet, which I think is just off the wall. Calf, who says, I think in all honesty here, he's not trying to troll me or anything. I think this is totally wrong. He says, this is one of your least impressive shows I've ever listened to. Well, at least I've been pretty impressive, I guess. But he says, coming across so defensive to criticism of Bean, Brady, or anyone else. What? I've literally been criticizing them. The only thing I've defended on Brady is I just don't think he has the tools to work to scheme to get these guys open. I have been sitting here for the last hour, Calf, telling you they don't have enough at wide receiver. I have been telling you that. I just told you it was the coach's fault they weren't ready to play. I don't know what else you want me to do, buddy. So I'm sorry. I just don't think that's right. I think it's the exact opposite. But the main thing is, Calf, I have let everybody here talk and give all their opinions, and that's what I do here. Guy tells me, Joe Brady needs to go downstairs and call plays. Then, yes, I'm like, dude, I don't know. Is that going to change anything? That's not defending Joe Brady. It's just reality of it doesn't matter. Just trying to help you out and understand it. I think it's the exact opposite. But, hey, if you turn on the show and think that's what I'm going to do, that's your bias. I just want to say I have done my best here today to definitely not do that. Like, literally thought about, dude, this is a show where there's no defending people today. There's like, you gotta allow people to call and say what they want, and that's cool, and I've done that today. And I've told you, go read Arrow Up, Arrow Down. I gave an arrow down to Sean McDermott and his staff. I gave an arrow down to Joe Brady. I gave an arrow down to Brandon Bean. All three of them are addressed, Calf. Holy crap. I don't know. Anyway, it's all good. Thank you for listening, though. I do appreciate that. I just think that's amazing to me. Like, what are you listening to if you think that? I've been telling you here for the last hour that, no, I don't think it's all on Joe Brady to get guys open, because I don't think they have the right tools to do that. So that is a criticism of the roster, right? But I will tell you that, like, I think, you know, Joe Brady's certainly not perfect, and he didn't have answers. Want me to criticize Joe Brady here for a second? Like, once the Dolphins showed you the blueprint to what they were going to do, he didn't have enough answers right away, early on especially. So you got to have more answers. But saying that I don't care if he's going to come down to the booth and call plays, or not, it's not a defense, it's just reality. It's just like, who cares? Okay, let's get back to what matters here. That matters. I do appreciate the tweet, though. Thank you very much. At Sal Sports. Let's go to Thomas in Niagara Falls. Hi, Thomas. What's going on, man?
Good morning, sir. Don't let these idiots get you discouraged.
Oh, it's not an idiot. I couldn't believe it. Like, it's just like, I'm doing my best here to literally just give you, like, what we do here on a Monday is say, hey, here's what's good. Here's what's bad. Let's put it to it. Like, let's try to keep it honest and real, whether that's, you know, and I've been sitting here this morning pretty heavily criticizing a lot of things. So to get that tweet just stunned me.
I hear you. It's all good. Listen, my question is, do you think Odell Beckham might have some juice left that we might be able to get him for a tryout? What's your opinion on that?
I don't know. I think that ship might have sailed with him. But, I mean, can you imagine? Here's the thing, what happened, okay?
Uh-huh.
Where is he right now? What is he doing? He's doing nothing, right? I don't think he's...
Nothing, right.
Okay, so I just want to make sure he's not on a team. All right, so... Oh, it says NFL suspends. He has a 6-game suspension, by the way, once he signs with somebody. I didn't realize that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
No, I'm reading that right now. This is from a month ago. Here's the thing, though, about this, Thomas. Let's say the Bills did that. We'd have 50 people calling and saying, I can't believe you're going to get up all washed up guys anyway. What's he going to do? Like, that would happen, too. So I don't think so. Let's go to Jeff in Buffalo. Hi, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're there. Thanks for holding, buddy.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to point out, Sal, you're doing a great job. But
it's okay. Thank you. It's all good. We're having a good day today. It's all good. I found that tweet a bit stunning to me after the first hour and what we talked about.
Considering the circumstances, it is good. But anyway, first series, they look totally dysfunctional, Miami. Then he throws the pick. Then we don't do anything with that. We go 3-and-out. I looked around and I said, man, what a missed opportunity, and let them back in the game. They go down and score. I'm like, ah. My point is that, and if I could make a point about the defense, I know our offense is struggling, and I think it's route concept myself. You play with the chess pieces you got, and obviously he doesn't. But as far as defense goes, when it comes to Bernard, I've seen him get run over by Henry, which is, Henry's Henry. I've seen him get run over by smaller backs. I've seen him misstep. And when we signed him and he had the great year, and I understand defensive line wasn't in front of him. Our defensive line's all banged up, and that matters. But that's when you put your trench strap on as your linebacker, as your captain, and say, you know what, I'm going to step up. And one more thing, what's Milano doing? Is he, like, protecting that injury? And what's going on there? Because in two games he's been on the field, I haven't heard his name once or twice. Again, back to the offense. You know, if you got the receivers, you know you're not going to run fly patterns. At least work something out where somebody's open in the middle, or at least 12, 13, 14-yard concept where you're not struggling at the – 3rd and 7 all the time.
I think they're trying, though, Jeff. I think they're trying. I think you know, when I think they're trying, and it's not. But I'm not telling you that they can't try to do other things different. I'd like to see the running backs more involved in the pass game. I think that's been a big failing this year. Okay, for Calf, here's a Joe Brady criticism for you, okay? I think the running backs need to be more involved in the pass game, and they haven't been. And actually, yesterday, they did get more involved. 4 catches, 40-something yards. You know, that's nice for the running backs. You need more of that. I think they have to be more involved in the pass game. So there's a criticism for you. But the linebackers have been an issue this year as far as, you know, we're not seeing enough splash plays and plays made. And I do think that the D-line in front of them being banged up is a part of that. And when you get people on top of Terrell Bernard, who's a smaller, undersized linebacker, then what you just said and what you described is right. There's no doubt. And I need to see more. I also feel like he's just not the same. Like, there's dealing with something. Or I know he's been on and off the injury report, and I feel like that's been an issue with him this year. Because every time I watch him, it feels like he's not the same. He's not moving the same as I've seen him in the past. But yeah, the linebackers haven't been making the splash kinds of plays we've been accustomed to over the last few years. And I think that there's a lot of reasons for that, right? Injuries have played an issue here with both Milano and Bernard. Defensive line injuries have played an issue with them as well. Either way, yesterday, being on the field for as long as they were, the entire defense, very, very, very difficult to maintain a control of a game when that's happening to you. And that's the offense also putting you in that position. Buffalo Football Monday, every Monday here on WGR, is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We are on YouTube and Twitch at WGR 550, so thank you very much for coming aboard. And the bullpen, hello, said hi to a lot of the people in there earlier. Good to see you. Good to talk with you. Give a call if you'd like, or you can comment in there as well in the live chat box. Okay, we have a couple other things we have to get to today, including our Barnes Firm injury report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Got to feel really, really bad for Landon Jackson, I think, today, and I know I do. But, you know, maybe we get a report that is not as bad as feared, but when you have a knee injury, you're upset like that, and you get declared out immediately, that's never a good sign. And he was. And then after the game, or late in the game, while he was on the sidelines, on crutches with a knee brace. Not good. So the rookie who you thought you might have to count on here down the stretch to really eat up a lot of snaps and develop, probably not going to be available to you. We'll find out more from Sean McDermott when he speaks today at 4 p.m. Dalton Kincaid leaving the game with a hamstring injury. Also, not ideal. He's been pretty much the best part of the passing game this year on the other end of it. When you lose him and you couple it with Josh Palmer, I mean, now you're compounding the issue we've talked about. The Bills were without Josh Palmer. They were without Taron Johnson. They were without Christian Benford. Good news, Daquan Jones came back, but the injuries continue to pile up, and it just seems like whenever you take a step forward, you might take two steps back. We'll get an injury update from Sean McDermott, like I said, a little bit later today when he meets with the media. Let's get to Joe in Rochester. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Sal?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, ridiculous. So frustrating. I know we all are feeling the same way today, but, dude, like, you take the ball away. You get Bishop taking the ball away on the first drive of the game, okay? You go out on offense, and you go three and out, and what? They're moving to – correct me if I'm wrong. I recall that they were getting close to or were in plus territory. So you could, I don't remember. You could check on maybe. But how do you not go for it against this team and make a statement and impose your will on offense and say, hey, you guys have no hope. We're going to jam it down your throat today. We're the Bills. You're the Dolphins. This is our division. And instead you punt. And I feel like over the last few years,
just so you know, they were at their own 34-yard line.
Okay.
They were not in plus territory. Now, I agree with you. I would have loved to have seen them go. I think, unless we're looking at the wrong one, I think that's the one, though. Yeah, fourth and one. Third and two, they give it to Cook. He goes for 1 yard. Fourth and one from the Buffalo 34-yard line. Now, I agree with you. In that moment, I'm like, I'm not too worried about the Dolphins today. I'm going to make a statement. So I'm not disagreeing with you, Joe, but I will, at the risk of someone saying I'm defending, I will at least give you a reason. I think the opposite could also be true, where Sean McDermott goes, look, I'm not going to give them an opportunity here to do something and get behind right away. They're not going to threaten me. I'm going to punt the ball away and stop them. And then from there, it did not go very well, right? But that's probably the thinking in that moment.
Understood. Totally understand. I just feel like over the last few seasons, you know, like when Josh first took, you know, turned the corner and our offense was really running on high octane, I think it was, we had Emmanuel Sanders. It was that year. Davis was playing his best football. We had Diggs. And, like, over the last few years, yes, we know receiver's been a problem, but I feel like the strategy of the offense is also...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So just... we keep saying, like, I keep hearing McDermott and the offensive coordinator say, well, we're looking to evolve every year. No, I feel like they're, like, they just keep, like, devolving. Like, they took away the best thing that they did last year, I thought, which was throw the ball to the running backs. And now we don't throw the ball to the running backs anymore? Yeah, we did a little bit more yesterday. Okay, wasn't effective. So I think they do not have any belief in their personnel anymore. And I think Josh is frustrated. Obvious. I cannot stand anymore. I love Josh Allen. You're talking to the biggest Josh Allen fan and Buffalo supporter. I love him. But I can't watch him on the TV anymore. Just look dejected. He's got that look in his eyes where he just, it feels like he's lost any killer instinct he ever had. I'm sorry. So, go Bills. I hope we turn it around. But if this team comes out like they did yesterday against the Bucks next week, they're going to get embarrassed. Thanks, Al.
Thanks a lot for the phone call. We had the follow-up from Calf. I like it. Calf, it's the way you are talking to callers with valid concerns. You have shut down multiple callers. No, I have not. One guy said, hey, can you take a breath and I want to explain something to you? And he said, yes. And I did. And he goes, oh, stop it. Otherwise, everybody's talked today, dude. I don't know what show you're listening to. I don't know if you're calling or tweeting me about a different show or something. Maybe you're listening to a past show. I don't know. Let's go to Alex. Alex, what's up, man?
Good morning, Sal. I want to give kudos to that previous caller, man. He hit it on the head.
Yeah.
We need to support each other. But I'm a diehard Bills fan and a diehard Yankee fan and a diehard Knicks fan. I'm here in New York City. And I'm starting to see some parallels, you know, where the Yankees and the Bills, and it's kind of getting unfortunate. I know you're a Yankee fan, and maybe we could talk about it for a second. We have Aaron Judge, Aaron Boone, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott. A regime, you know, we had the GM has been there for almost in perpetuity in New York. And at some point, you know, we got rid of Joe Torre, Joe Girardi. I'm not trying to make this a Yankee call, but there's at some point where, like your children, they just don't listen to you. They start tuning you out. And when I see a team not prepared to beat the 2-7 Dolphins in which you've owned, a team that just fired their GM, got rid of one of their best defensive players, they don't have Tyreek Hill. There is no reason on earth that we should have lost to the Dolphins, but any given Sunday. At what point does Josh Allen stop listening to McDermott because he's heard it for 9-10 years his whole career? You know, even Derek Jeter had a new head coach at some point in a Hall of Famer. So, you know, at what point, we're going to pick Josh Allen over Sean McDermott every day. And at this point, I think we're at that point where we might have to make that decision and start looking for another voice to lead this team.
Okay, well, I mean, that decision isn't coming today or tomorrow. And at the end of the year, there's those decisions are always on the table, I would guess. You know, I mean, in a manner of speaking, I guess, if I say on the table, at least discussed, right? Evaluation of the entire organization. You know, we'll see. I don't know. I don't think that's I know people are mad and frustrated and they say like, hey, I want this guy fired or that guy fired. And again, outside of they did make a coordinator change a couple of years ago in November, you're not going to see that happen at the top of the organization here right now. And I know your call there isn't saying that, and I get it, and thank you for the call, and I appreciate that. But you know, as you evaluate things, you want to let things settle and kind of say, I don't think it has to be a decision between Sean McDermott and Josh Allen, as you say. But there's always an evaluation of everything and everybody, and Josh Allen ain't going nowhere, to your point. That's right. Let's go to Luke in New Mexico. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Sal. Great to talk with you. I appreciate everything you do for the Bills organization. And my point was the extensions in the offseason with, like, defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, we can't predict we can't predict like injuries and that sort, but like Terrell Bernard and those type of guys just aren't living up to it, you know? It's kind of disappointing in a certain sense. I hate the fact we don't put those resources into the offense. I'd really like to see that with Josh Allen, you know, hitting 30 soon. It would mean a lot, you know, for the fan base to give him that appreciation at least, you know.
I don't disagree. I think what you want is resources into the weapons for Josh Allen because Luke, they have paid their two tackles and they paid their running back.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when people say resources into the offense, they used a first round pick on Dalton Kincaid, a second round pick on Keon Coleman. They paid big money. I mean, heck, they're paying big money for a backup tight end, right? We can talk about that, you know, and you could say that's a bad choice, but they paid their left tackle, they paid their right tackle, they paid their running back. So they are putting resources into the offense. I think what you want to say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, trying to say is maybe resources into the people that can help the quarterback when he drops back to pass.
Sure.
Right? You know what I mean?
Solid points, man.
Drafting.
Yeah, we can't call, you know, Coleman's going to kind of play the way he was, but no one really thought he was going to be great anyways from the start, you know, looking at draft experts. But Ladd McConkey, those type of guys were sitting there, and it's kind of frustrating to see, you know, Allen could really use a guy like that right now, looking back, of course. I hope this second half of, you know, Allen's career, we give someone. We put a little more effort into giving him the more resources other than the defensive side, which hasn't really lived up to, you know, the salary.
Yeah, well, thank you, Luke. I appreciate the phone call. We'll get to Tony in Jamestown, who's up next. Hi, Tony. You're on WGR.
How you doing? Good. Just two things. One, Jordan Hancock situation. Jordan Poyer has obviously been horrendous in pass coverage and missing a bunch of tackles. Why Jordan Hancock isn't playing is beyond me. You can see the youth of the team with Harrison, Bishop. Hancock might add a bit of a playmaker back there, and McDermott always talks about playmakers. And the second thing is, what is his fascination with all these old guys? White, Bernard, or not Bernard, but Milano and Poyer. I think McDermott has some weird fascination about the playbook and guys knowing it. But the offense is the offense. I think we'll be fine. We have Josh Allen. I think the defense is more concerning to me because we just act like they didn't run for 200 yards on us yesterday. And we got these same old guys making these same old plays from 2020, and we expect them to be better at the age of 35. And Hancock is sitting there as a playmaker. Why not throw Hancock in there? Thank you.
Well, he is in there. He's getting more time, and I understand. I will say this, though, Tony. I think having Jordan Poyer there has helped the secondary, and I don't have a problem with the secondary yesterday, so I don't think that's an issue right now. I mean, the secondary, yeah, they gave up a play. Max Harrison got beat one-on-one. That's a Max Harrison getting beat issue. I don't think the secondary was that bad, but I will agree with you that Jordan Poyer is definitely not the player he used to be, right? And you'd love to see more of a transition to Hancock. And the reason I would say is he is young, and you worry about him getting beat at this point, you probably say, hey, you're going to get beat, you're going to get beat. Keep developing, getting those reps, nothing wrong with that. So, hey, I'm with you. I don't disagree. I'm just trying to give you the reason why and say, like, what they probably think. Now, the other part of it is, why do you bring back these guys? You hit the nail on the head. I mean, when you're in the middle of a season, it's tough to just bring people in from the outside who have no idea how you operate. It just is. And it takes you a while to get up to speed. You need somebody in now to immediately fill. That's where Kingsley Jonathan comes in at defensive end from last week. That's where Jordan Poyer comes in at safety beginning of the year. Whatever. I'm not saying it's always the greatest, right, most incredible approach, but you have to understand how the league works. It's not just in Buffalo when those things happen. With the Chiefs, Sky Moore, right? Sky Moore comes back to the Chiefs a couple years ago. Same thing. Like, little things like that. Like, every team kind of has those guys. The Bills have leaned into it more. There's no doubt. Joe in Canandaigua. Let's get to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Sal. Great show as always. Couple quick points. Going back to a previous caller who asked the difference between the Patriots passing game and the Bills, I think it's fairly simple. Josh McDaniel. He's an awesome offensive coordinator. He's won multiple Super Bowls. Just imagine him being on the Bills staff. Not that that's ever going to happen, but I think that's the primary difference. My other point is Dawson Knox. I had heard, and I'd like you to confirm or deny this, is that he is the second largest cap hit on the team either this year or next year. Is that accurate?
It's got to be close. If not, I'll look it up, but I think you're probably right, because one of the reasons is they did sign him to an extension a couple years ago, but part of the reason is they've moved the money down the road, and now you're paying for that. And that's why when people say the salary cap isn't real, well, it is, and you have to pay for it at a certain point, but that's part of the reason that's happened, Joe.
With the development of Hawes, I don't see any need for Dawson Knox, especially at his price tag. But great show as always. Thanks a million. And I listen to WGR morning, noon, and night. Thank you.
You got it, Joe, in Canandaigua. Thank you very much. JD is out in Hamburg. What's up, JD?
Hey, Sal, love the show. I just want to say that, you know, if this was a team on the rise and we were 6-3 like it was 6 years ago or something, I'd be very happy. But I think Bills fans today just wake up to the realization that your expectations are really shattered. You know, 5 of the last 10 teams to play in the last 5 Super Bowls have been teams that finish first in the conference and get the bye. And this is, to me, Sal, this is, I don't like what I'm seeing out of Allen, but this, what's happening now is very much on Brandon Bean. This whole thing with everybody eats, we needed speed at receiver. If you watch the all 22, there's guys who can't get open, and this is just not what we need with our expectations being what they are. So I put this on Bean for being unable to bust a move and maybe have to offer more than he thought he was going to have to offer or whatever. But there's just a couple key spots here where they're not really going to meet their expectations. And then I'll just hang up with this. James Cook in the running game being 50% of the offense, that's actually a blessing. And that's some of the best news Josh Allen could ever get. But setting that aside, I just want to say I think our expectations are kind of shattered, and unfortunately, it's always next year around here.
Well, yeah, there's always next week, though. Let's remember. You could have a lot different feeling. Next 10 days, right, you get a game on Sunday, a game on Thursday. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say the Bills are going to go beat both teams, but because the way they looked yesterday, they lost to a pretty poor team. If they were to beat the Bucs and then turn right around and beat the Texans, you'd be feeling a lot different about everything at 8-3, right? But they got to go out and do that. And right now, I agree. Expectations, confidence right now is at a low point of this season. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get to your extra point from the sidelines. Sit down, sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, and more of your phone calls on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.